You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
The Grace Series, Faith and Hope, Hope Through Faith. John chapter 3, verse 16, King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For we, through his Holy Spirit, are awaiting righteousness by faith. Galatians chapter 5, verse 5. How about you? I'm ready to continue in this wonderful guidance of the Holy Spirit with today's teaching on faith and hope. Within the month of March, we are looking forward to the celebration of life. Here in central and southern Texas, the leaves are now on the trees, and green grass and flowers are erupting all over the landscape. We've already mowed the grass a couple of times, and the air is filled with the smell of flowers and freshly cut grass. It is new life after a period of death. This is what some people, lost people, minimize with the words, the circle of life. But my dear friends, there is so much more to this than just the circle of life. In the past and coming weeks, we are looking at grace, mercy, faith, hope, love, and new life in Christ. This week, we are continuing in the Grace Series with Faith and Hope from God. Our God is an awesome God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 5, Amplified Bible. For we, not relying on the law but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith anticipate and wait for the blessing and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God, our conformity to his will in purpose, thought, and action, causes us to hope. Today's message is in the "You are worrying, be happy" attitude. We're going to look at the Old and New Testament and see how through our faith, God is providing us hope for a brighter future. A brighter future here on earth, but especially in that wonderfully created and promised place, heaven. But what is faith? What is it not? Sometimes you can hear people say, "Oh, we have faith." What they are saying is, we have our church we go to, we have our traditions, we have our doctrines, we have the things we do, passed down through generations. However nice that might be, that is not biblical faith. Biblical faith is faith that changes. It might be a shock, but even Satan and demons have faith. James chapter 2, verse 18 to 24, New International Version, 1984. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does, and not by faith alone. Good deeds can be done by anyone, filled with faith and religion or not. A Christian, however, does good deeds because of faith, fulfilling a Christ-like life in a Christless world. In verse 20, some early translations even read, "You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is dead? Your faith convicts you of doing good, living a godly life. A life that bears fruit, Holy Spirit fruit, that comes through the Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus the Christ." So then, what is faith? Paul writes it to the Hebrews in the following way. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 5, King James Version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Faith in an all-merciful God, a God full of grace for those that love Him and accept Him as their Lord and Savior, their Creator and guide of their life. Times might be hard, but looking back on things, it was God who pulled me through rough spots. I might be in need of finances, but how blessed am I? So many have nothing. My hands might hurt with arthritis, but how many need to do without hands? My migraine might be causing the light to hurt my eyes, but how many are blind and will never see the light? I'm blessed. You are blessed. We are blessed. Did you look in the mirror this morning? Who did you greet this morning? Yourself or the Holy Spirit? We are blessed. So many have faith in something, but they do not understand what or are in misunderstanding of faith in itself. Taking Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, how can it be that you have faith in yourself? For what it concerns you and me, my friends, we know our limitations. We know what we can and cannot do. Having faith in yourself and not in God is an idle, idolatrous faith. It is cheating yourself. It is saying, I will run the marathon and never train for it. Because otherwise, it is not faith, but a healthy portion of self-esteem. I can do it, and I can improve on it. Or it is a wonderful and glorious trust in the Lord that you can do all things through Him who gives you strength. In which case, it is also the conviction. Yes, I can do it, but I need to train hard, very hard, to get this done. No, my friends, faith in self is something completely different. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance is something that is in existence. Substance, that of which a thing consists, physical matter or material. A species of matter of definite chemical composition. Faith in God is knowing without seeing, knowing without proof, that God wants the best for you and that the best is yet to come. Having faith that we have done our best in this life to follow Christ, live according to His word, and speak the words of His love and not the world. Having through this faith the hope that one day we will sit at the heavenly wedding banquet with the rest of the church, the bride, and its groom, Jesus Christ. Hope in a God that loves His children and takes care of, corrects, and leads them. As Isaiah has written in such a wonderful way, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, Amplified Bible, "But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired." It surely is not always easy to follow Christ, but this verse gives great strength because our strength does not come from ourselves. It comes from the Lord. As with those who went before us and are an example to us followers, God, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11 to 16, Amplified Bible. Because of faith, also Sarah herself received physical power to conceive a child, even when she was long past the age for it, because she considered God who had given her the promise to be reliable and trustworthy and true to His word. So from one man, though he was physically as good as dead, there have sprung descendants whose number is as the stars of heaven and as countless as the innumerable sands on the seashore. These people all died controlled and sustained by their faith, but not having received the tangible fulfillment of God's promises, only having seen it and greeted it from a great distance by faith, and all the while acknowledging and confessing that they were strangers and temporary residents and exiles upon the earth. Now those people who talk as they did show plainly that they are in search of a fatherland, their own country. If they had been thinking with homesick remembrance of that country from which they were emigrants, they would have found constant opportunity to return to it. But the truth is, that they were yearning for and aspiring to a better and more desirable country, that is, a heavenly one. For that reason, God is not ashamed to be called their God, even to be surnamed their God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for he has prepared a city for them. But we do not even have to go back that long to find wonderful examples of faith and God's care for those who love him. Thinking of Richard Wurmbrandt, who was persecuted for his faith, and Corrie ten Boom, who even in Nazi camps was able to stay strong. A hope for a better life through our faith in Jesus Christ. Not a hope in worldly things, but a hope in godly things. Hope is described as an emotional state, the opposite of despair, which promotes the belief in a positive outcome related to events and circumstances in one's life. Hope is an emotional state, promoting the belief in a change in life's circumstances. Oh my goodness, that sounds flaky. What then is that hope through faith in Christ, as you talked about earlier, Pastor? You need to understand that someone without hope, someone in despair, is usually not able to help themselves out of this situation. No. Also, for the smarty pants among us, the government will not be able to help you out of your despair either. Despair is a demonic state of mind, and since when are the ruling authorities able to help you out and away from a demonic influence? Despair, anguish, dejection, depression, desperation, despondency, disheartenment, gloom, hopelessness, melancholy, misery, wretchedness, a situation that causes hopelessness for which there is no hope. Now, there you have it. If you recognized yourself in one of these descriptions, you must feel pretty down by now. However, there is hope, hope through faith in Christ. It is time for us Christians to come alongside you and offer that hope. John chapter 10, verse 10, King James Version. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. One definition for hope is to look forward to with confidence or expectation. We must bring the Word of God with all its hope to someone who does not know it is real. When we bring hope, we bring life. It is life-changing to finally believe again. It is more than just asking God for something we so badly need. We must expect our miracle. Somewhere in the midst of asking, believing, and expecting God to answer, we will find what we are looking for. Asking God for something and not expecting a result is just silliness and also mean and low. Praying for healing over somebody and not expecting that healing to have already taken place is just not knowing God. Why ask if you do not believe that God can do it? Psalm chapter 27, verse 8 to 14, New International Version, 1984. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. We do recognize that the people in this world need hope, but not the kind that the world is offering. There are so many hurts, so many problems, illnesses, bankruptcies, and we can go on and on. There will be no real change in our lives and in the lives of those surrounding us when real hope is not found in Christ Jesus. How beautifully David wrote it in Psalm 25. Psalm chapter 25, verse 2 to 10, Amplified Bible. O my God, I trust, lean on, rely on, and am confident in you. Let me not be put to shame, or my hope in you be disappointed. Let not my enemies triumph over me, Yes, let none who trust and wait hopefully and look for you be put to shame or be disappointed. Let them be ashamed who forsake the right or deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and faithfulness, and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you, you only and altogether, do I wait expectantly all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercy and loving kindness, for they have been ever from of old. Remember not the sins, the lapses and frailties of my youth or my transgressions. According to your mercy and steadfast love, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he instruct sinners in his way. He leads the humble in what is right, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and steadfast love. Even truth and faithfulness are they for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Trust God. He wants you to trust him. You need to agree with God about your situation. What does God say about who you are and what his will is for your life? Don't go by your feelings. Instead, we should remind ourselves that God only has plans for us that are good. Jeremiah helps us remember what God has to say about us. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, Common English Bible. I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope. Romans chapter 5, verse 5, King James Version. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We will close, as we have done in the previous weeks, with verses of Psalm 84, with some play on the words. Psalm chapter 84, verse 1 to 5 and verse 12, Amplified Bible. How lovely are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul yearns, yes, even pines, and is homesick for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out and sing for joy to the living God. Yes, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, are those who dwell in your house and your presence. They will be singing your praises all the day long. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the man whose hope is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. O Lord of hosts, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the man whose hope is in you, leaning and believing on you, committing all and confidently looking to you, and that without fear or misgiving. A beautiful picture. Birds have built nests. The valley filled with weeping is replaced by spring, new life. Walking in strength, from a personal high to a personal high, more and more secure, more and more confident. A daily walk in strength and renewal in Jesus Christ, in God, in His Holy Spirit. With Jesus as our Jehovah Nissi, our shield, our banner. Having faith in being in this life as we will be in eternity, walking in the presence of our Lord and Savior. Happy, fortunate, to be envied, because we are saved by grace and forgiven by His everlasting and enduring mercy. Having a hope for a brighter day and a brighter future with Him, our Elohim, our Creator. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.